Welcome to Improper Humans with Matt Besser. Holy crap. Husky Cordero Morris back in the saddle. The guys I always bring around when I have a great musical guest on, like Garrett Dale of Red City Radio, all the way from Oklahoma City. Welcome, my man.
Good to be here. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm a longtime fan of yours, dude. I like your music. I like your punk rock music. And now you're going on tour with John Snodgrass doing a solo thing.
That's right. We've been blazing out California.
Yeah.
It actually just ended. Just rounded up.
You ended it, you've been kind enough to bring your guitar here. And I don't know if you know the format. What we do is you'll play a song, then we'll either launch right into a scene or maybe talk to you about the song for a second and then go into a scene, and then we'll do a couple scenes, then we'll repeat.
I love it.
You up for it?
That sounds great.
Awesome. What do you got for us first?
This one is off of my EP that I released about a year ago called Two T's, and the song is called 2016 Was Horseshit. I don't know if you remember that year, but
I don't.
It's the most accurate title.
Is that when Lost ended?
that was the worst thing that happened. All right. Let's hear about Lost ending.
Here I go again, liquored up and then singing propaganda until I lose oxygen. Probably walk my tab, problem that I have, but luckily for me, all my bartender friends are rad. I know I wear my stress, I know you're not impressed, but you're not the reason that I put on my party dress to go out and have a few. And if you only knew that me leaving wasn't the worst thing I could do to you. I'm not a Christian man, I got no grandiose plan, I'm just trying to stay alive with all my money spent paying this goddamn rent, and the tension is high. Do you wonder why? Everybody dies, everybody dies, everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody tries, everybody lies, 'cause everybody kinda sucks deep down in their souls. I can say the same, never president, but does it even really matter who it is anyway? Everyone's afraid, no one's getting laid, but everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody gets fucked every once in a while. I'm not a Christian man, I'm not no grandiose plan, I'm just trying to stay alive with all my money spent paying this goddamn rent, and the tension is high. Well, do you ever stop and wonder why then? Everybody dies, everybody dies, everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody tries, everybody lies, 'cause everybody kinda sucks deep down in the soul. I can say the same, another president, but does it even really matter who it is anyway? When everyone's afraid, no one's getting laid, but everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody gets fucked every once in a while.
Yeah, man. Now, wow. So 2016, and you end with a lyric about the president. So I assume Trump inspired this, but what was the message you're putting out here?
You know, I think I started writing that before he became president.
Really?
And I may have made the title afterwards.
Oh, okay.
You know.
So actually, was there something where you got fucked in particular, or was this a general lesson of life?
Well,
Everybody gets fucked every once in a
while. Exactly. Exactly. But sometimes you're spurred.
You know, life is such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And there's just no way out of stubbing your toes. There's no way out of dropping your weed on a shag carpet. There's just no way out of it. And when you're aware of these things, you're able to breathe through them and, you know, take them a little easier. Mm-hmm. Life gets a little easier.
We see this guy who has just dropped his weed on a shag carpet, and that's a perfect image. And this guy is like 20 years old, so it was like a week's wages almost for that quarter bag.
What?
That he bought really good stuff.
Oh man, I can't even see it. I can't even see it. It's so thick.
Why is
this so thick?
Yeah.
Why is this carpet so thick?
Just walk away, man.
Amen.
Walk away. I mean, but it's done.
I mean, this is almost like a mattress.
Yeah.
This rug is a mattress.
Right. You would have had better luck throwing it in a dog's mouth, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, you dropped your weed on my carpet, which is a podiatrist carpet. Okay, this is given to me by a podiatrist. It's for my feet, man.
That's even worse than shag.
So yeah, even
I've had diseased feet on it.
I have inflamed. What's the terminology?
I don't want to know what it is.
Hold on a sec.
I don't care.
Horns.
Inflamed foot pads. All right, so I have to have this special carpet for. But
it's done. Just don't even think about it.
If I find it, it's gonna be.
I can find it for you. I got a bristler. I can bristle it up, and you can separate it from some of my droppings from my feet.
I can't believe it's gone.
Yeah, you know what a bristler is?
Bristler.
Why?
It's not like an electric hand push groomer thing.
It's like a crummer that they use at a restaurant.
What about one of those steel brushes that you clean up? A grill with?
No, it's
maybe
not
that would
that.
Get out.
No, but I have one.
Oh, you got one of those
too?
Yeah,
do you want to see both of those things right
How
now?
How about I'll just take the money because I need the money to get more weed?
You dropped it, man.
I'm not going to give
you
money.
Okay, so you've come to one of the best ear, nose, and throat guys
in
the county, and I'm going to show you your lung x-rays.
Okay.
Here.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, actually, you see all those spots?
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah, that's yours. That's athlete's foot. Somehow you have athlete's foot in your lungs. So that leads me to believe you're smoking parts of feet or something like that.
I am. I can't believe that it shows.
Yeah.
I can't believe that my lungs are that bad from the weed.
I told you, man, not to smoke that stuff. You gotta throw that bag away right now. Yeah. That's the stuff you scraped up.
That's the stuff I scraped up.
Throw it away right now.
No, guys.
No, you can't smoke that. When we harvested it back for you, I didn't think you were going to actually smoke it. I thought you just wanted to like collect it and just sort of like
guys,
keep
I gotta,
it.
I got to...
Why'd you throw me away?
What? Hey, I did it.
Don't you love me?
I do. I do love you.
I
love you.
I helped you like that show.
Hey, Feetweed, I love you. Feetweed.
It's a funny way of showing it.
Feetweed, I'll smoke you. I promise. I'll smoke you. Just me and you. Just in this closet.
Yeah,
I promise.
Smoke me, man.
I will.
Smoke me. We'll microwave some Ritz and put butter on.
What?
It's going to be great.
And we see him the next week in the show 9-1-1. Have you guys seen that show?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe that's a fucking show.
On Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, the roommates, man, you just shouldn't watch it this week.
Why?
You're not going to enjoy it.
No,
not
I
on
love
weed. You don't have the weed. You can't smoke your feet weed.
The storylines don't hold together as strongly if you're not fucking really high.
What are you talking about? A guy's just going to get.
They can't hear me, but listen, man, here's a hint. Just pretend that Peter Krause is his character from 6 Feet Under.
He's
a cop now.
Okay.
You'll enjoy
it more.
What about
Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
Angela Bassett, what?
Yeah, what? Huh? Who are you talking to, man?
Hey, man.
What?
You're really thinking about watching it? All the whole show is people call a 911 operator.
Yeah,
who wants to watch that,
but it's
man?
Angela Bassett, dude.
Is it? No, it's what's her name. No.
I didn't know who.
I don't even know. Maybe I haven't watched it not high yet. And maybe it's a time for me to make sure that I see it for what it really is.
When I watch it, I just close my eyes because that's what a 911 person's experiencing. They're not picturing the other person there, so they have to use their imagination. So I use that.
Every 911 operator just closes their eyes every time there's a
call. All right, guys, listen. I've been going over the calls that you write down, and you've got these are illegible. You're going off the paper.
You told us to use our imagination when we take the call.
Your eyes.
Yeah, here's what it says. It says, this woman probably has a bad relationship with her father. I'm guessing she liked horses. This was a fall down in the tub call.
Okay.
I don't need her backstory. I just need to know where she is and what the injury is.
But the point is, you can
open
read that.
Open your eyes when
I'm sorry,
talking
you can
to
read that,
open
though.
Open your eyes.
I'm sorry, I'm facing the wrong way.
We cut to the next day when this guy gets a 911 call.
911, nature of your emergency, please.
Hi, I just fell. I was cleaning my gutters, okay. My rain gutters, and I fell off a ladder, and I just was able to drag myself to a phone, and I need some help.
Okay, so the ladder was on the back of a moving vehicle? Was it a...
No, it was up against my house. I was cleaning my rain gutters.
Okay, so your rain gutters were attacking you. I'm picturing a whole, like... A scenario where you have a sentient house that's coming to life, maybe?
No, I just fell. I shouldn't even mention my rain gutters. I fell off a ladder.
All right,
I fell off a ladder.
Are you still falling off that ladder?
How could that be possible?
I don't know. I'm just picturing
I'm
you falling
into an infinite
falling.
Well.
Wait, Kyle?
Yeah.
We sent people out to your Transformer house that's in the fourth dimension.
Right.
And you wasted everybody's time.
Okay.
We did pull that. That woman had taken herself off the lawn and to the emergency room.
Can I ask you a question?
It better.
Was my log legible with my eyes closed?
I have to say it's beautiful writing.
Okay.
It's a wonderful story.
That's
I
all.
Love
that's,
the art.
I'm doing my it part. Listen, I'm doing my part.
And he lost that job and he got a job as a barista and it came up that point where he's writing down the name. It's Matt.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say?
Over here. Hey,
oh,
man.
There you are. Okay. Oh, all right. I'll get your order first.
Okay. I said a venti Americano.
And here we go.
You wrote it down on the
here
counter, not the cup.
All right. Let's find
that's
that
the counter, not
machine.
The cup.
Hold on. Finding my way. Ow! Okay. I got it.
Hey, man. Open your eyes. Write down my fucking order.
This is not how I work. This is how I do my stuff.
All right.
This
fine. Venti Americano. My name's Matt.
Okay. All righty. I'm pouring it in the cup. Am I pouring it in the cup? Ow! All right, that one's on the house. That one's on the house if you want to come back here and get it.
On your hand.
Oh, good one.
We cut to the end of the day, and all the cups are filled up. They look like the a wall of some apartment wall of someone who believes in conspiracies. They're just fucking covered in prose.
So, pretty good first day. I'm kind of finding my way around here, if that's okay.
Why are we
with
out
you.
Of cups?
This one guy kept giving me his order over and over again. I kept trying to fulfill it. And
I know I'm just another barista here, and I'm not supposed to tell you how to do your job.
Well, we're employees.
And the shift supervisor said it was okay for me to say something.
Okay.
You can't work the register and the espresso machine and everything, and then also write everything down. Plus,
right.
The pastry case
okay.
is... did you smash everything with your hands because you're trying
I'll
to
be
do
honest,
like some kind of...
I was just trying to do one, but the layout of this place is not good for sort of intuitive...
So I read your manuscript, and I have to say it was... there was a bunch of rats in that trash bag that you gave me, and all the mm-hmm. cappuccino cups were broken. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's very memorable.
Sure.
I've seen a lot of people do different things to catch my attention. That did catch my attention.
Great.
I'm no longer able to stay in that office because it's in, you know, the rats started to reproduce.
Okay.
But...
I didn't know that there were a male and female rat when I gave it to you. I would have given you two male
But you
rat.
Knew there were rats in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I felt it moving.
Can you open your eyes when you're talking
I
to me?
I really can't. At this point, my allergies are so bad that they've sealed shut, and I've been keeping them closed so much.
Well, listen, I do. I found some of your – I found your, the pieces that I were able to read, mm-hmm. I was intrigued by.
I'm going to just touch your face to see if you're sincere right now.
Oh, sure.
If I can.
And he did touch his face, and he sold the script and became a big-time movie writer. Got lots of fans. One fan he fell in love with at a premiere, and we cut a year into the relationship. I just want you – I think we've reached a point where
yeah.
you should open your eyes and look at me.
Why? I don't want to give into this Hollywood image thing where it's just about how, what you appear like. It's not about the image. It's like who you are.
And that's why I fell in love with you. I liked that. But now, you know, we're having sex and...
Here's what honestly, I know about you. Here's what I know about you. You are a beautiful brunette, curvaceous,
I like
intelligent.
That. You don't know it, but thank you.
Okay. I'm assuming. That's what I'm picturing.
The other day when you were saying curvaceous, you were going, oh, look at these curves.
Yeah.
You were tracing the outside of the bed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't want to ruin our rhythm, but that wasn't me.
Okay.
I don't know if you even know me.
I know what you smell like, what you sound like, what you feel like, and what you look like doesn't matter to me. Just like
these
I don't care.
These become vows at the wedding.
And I really don't care what you look like, what you will become as you age, because I know in my mind's eye, you will stay 26 for the rest of your life, and that's perfect for me.
Oh.
As far as you do get surgery to keep your skin tight and, you know, and collagen injections and stuff. That part is important to me.
We cut to 2 years into this marriage, and every Sunday he would go through this weird ritual of going through his wife's, okay, you felt it up enough. It hasn't changed that much in a week. Can't we do this every three months?
This area here is just starting to get a little like...
Do you even know what that area is? You don't even know what you're touching right
That's
now.
That's your elbow?
Hey, Genevieve, I'm uncomfortable with sneaking into your house and letting your husband feel my vagina every month.
Look.
After that horseback riding accident, you need to just be honest with him that you're not the same.
I came down hard on that saddle horn, and he can never know.
Sweetheart, the last time that we were intimate with each other.
Yes, sweetie.
At one point, it felt like you had two vaginas because I was touching one and then my hand was
reaching. Oh, anal is wonderful, isn't it?
No, no, because it was behind me. It was behind me and I heard it giggling. Do you have...
You have to pretend like you're a little Elmo doll.
What?
What's the big deal about that?
I'm not into Elmo.
So?
I'm a Grover girl. Sweetheart, no, I can't get hard if it's Grover. It has to be Elmo. You know that. I can't.
What about what I want? I want Grover. Go with it.
All right, I'll try.
Oh!
No. His voice is a real boner killer. I'm sorry.
About 5 years later, they're snow skiing. And this guy goes,
am I good?
He's really good somehow, but he does, you know, eventually it's going to happen. He goes straight into a tree, a bunch of snow falls. And for the first time, his eyes crack open and he sees the light of day for the first time in years.
Oh my God. Where am I?
A bunch of other skiers start to ski down to him to find out if he's okay. But of course, everyone has on those reflective ski masks. It's hard to tell who's surrounding him.
Oh, cyborgs! What the fuck? Are you a cyborg?
Hey, dude.
What's happened to the planet?
Are you okay, man?
Oh, it's the apocalypse. Hey, Look, we all covered in snow.
Just hold off. I'm here to help you. My name is Peter Krause. I'm actually understudying with the ski patrol.
Oh.
I'm doing a Snow 911.
Okay.
It's a spinoff show for my popular program.
Okay.
So I've learned a lot. I'm going to splint. First, I'm going to keep your eyes open. With
okay. I'm going to keep my eyes closed because
I'm going
to
keep them open.
I know, but I really need to keep them open.
We cut to the pilot shooting of Snow 911, and this guy is behind the camera. All right, Pete, let's take it again. In this scene, you're moving an icicle that has fallen from a great height into a young lady's eye.
What was the icicle attached to?
A rain gutter.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Rain gutters, everyone?
Sure. Yeah.
This is from my own personal experience. I helped someone who was being attacked by a sentient house, and the rain gutter came and attacked her. So this has all happened before.
Hey, Peter, we appreciate you brought someone here to give you some...
I brought someone?
side coaching.
But, I brought a genius here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All you can fucking do is say yes, Mr. Krause, and get me fresh water.
Okay. So okay? What we're going to do is we're going to cover the lens and shoot it. We're going to cover up the lens and shoot this shit.
I'm not done with my.
I'm covering, blacking out the lens, and we're shooting it right now. I'm not
done with my rant.
This is my
vision.
Listen,
you motherfucker. You little piece of shit. Let me tell you something. Aaron Sorkin saw me in New York City when I was just a waiter, okay? He offered me sports night. I said no, because I knew there was something bigger in my future.
We're going into Grace because he's doing a rant right now. That's Grace, everybody. You get a little money because we're going into lunch.
We cut to a focus group where it is just that rant and just, you know, black, just darkness.
Mm. Oh, okay. So
I guess I just don't understand what the show is.
I like Peter.
Is it a podcast?
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I like Peter.
There was
Krause.
No
he's a
visual element.
Yeah, it was like the camera was blacked out. You could see pieces of like corners.
It wasn't even fully
I saw
blacked
something
out.
In a yeah. corner I and something. I thought, "Oh, it's going to be revealed at the end."
Yeah, but
and it wasn't.
It was just a man yelling. Who was the actor in it?
Peter Krause.
Okay.
Can they hear me from behind that mirror? Peter,
is it still going?
Yeah.
Oh, you sons of bitches. You, how am I beholden to you? You.
What the hell? We can hear you.
Yeah, you can come in.
What?
It would be cool to see you. Yeah. We went to see you on the show.
I don't think I've ever
seen
you.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
How are you guys? Must
be
pretty excited.
Oh, that's your voice.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm a huge fan
of your
rant.
Hey, do something 6 feet under-y. Do something about death.
Oh, okay. I have to hold this family together. I'm the only responsible one.
Huh. It was different. Yeah.
It must have been
it's
a
not
different
as
take.
HBO-ish yeah. as I pictured it would be.
Here I go again, liquored up and then singing propaganda until I lose oxygen.
Let's talk some more about that song.
Garrett, I like your first. I like it when bands reference other bands in their lyrics.
Me too.
What is it about Propagandi? What is it about that band? People love that band. Why did you reference that one? Getting liquored up and quoting their lyrics.
That's a great question. I think. Well, there's a picture of me watching them in Gainesville. This festival called The Fest,
mm-hmm.
and I am just having too much fun. Like I'm side stage. There's like a vein coming out of my neck. I'm just having the best time ever. First time I've ever seen them. And they're one of those bands, man. You know, even though their music isn't talking about partying or what have you, like just when you're drunk and that band comes on, I want to do a front flip into people, you know?
Yeah.
Is it easy? Is it still Playful easy attack. To get psyched about bands even though this is your living? Like, does it ever feel like work when you're watching bands or are you still able to just go back to being a fan? And
well, you know, they say that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
But I'm lazy, so everything is work to me. even relaxing is stressful thing. But no, not for me personally, because I'm just a big, massive fan first,
you know,
absolutely. And when you smoke as much pot as I do, everything just kind of seems fresh and new anyway. It's great. I mean, yeah, sometimes I guess when you see how the sandwich is made, it can kind of lose a little bit of its magic. But, man, when I was a kid, this is all I wanted to do. The more I engulf myself into the music business per se, I mean, yeah, people are garbage no matter what you do, but... Making people happy, man.
Yeah,
there's
something
about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Eugene.
Hi.
Hey, man. Psyched you're having a party.
Yeah.
One big request.
What was it?
One big request.
Yes.
I'm bringing my cousin with me.
Okay.
This is a totally random thing.
Okay.
You probably weren't going to have any REM on.
Probably not. Yeah, no. It's a little bit.
It's probably.
I wanted to kind of have party music on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance, upbeat.
Yeah.
More modern stuff even.
Yeah.
Anyway, just on the off chance it's on some kind of shuffle or something, or it's on Spotify
sure.
or some random thing.
Yeah.
Just make sure nothing REM comes on.
Okay.
My cousin just loves fucking REM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, he loves it, so...
Yeah, he fucking loves it.
If it plays, then that's good.
No, he will always do a front flip. When
into people on. Or something?
It doesn't matter. It's just, it was fun in our 20s. Okay. And now it's just kind of sad.
Okay.
You know how people like the song, the music they were into when they were like 18, they kind of freeze their musical taste then?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like,
that's what will happen.
55. And so it was fun when he was 20. But
during like Losing My Religion, he'll front flip?
Yeah.
Huh. Does he complete
Driver 8.
Oh, does he complete the flip? Or is it like
I said, in his 20s, it was like a party thing. Like, it would come on. We were all into it was fucking U2, R.E.M., Marley. Sure. Yeah. But when R.E.M., it was like, that was his band, you know? Everybody kind of had their band. And then he'd go crazy. And, friendly, and we all grew up. We all, you know, we have families now. Well, listen, kids.
I don't want your cousin to get hurt, so I'll try my best. But, you know, it is your best.
You said it was definitely just going to be dance music.
Well, it will. But, you know, everybody gets to have their phones connected to my system. It's all about my system, and everybody gets to like jump in on it. You know what I mean? What? So like I have my playlist, but then you can add whatever songs you want. That's what kind of parties I have, bro. I have everybody enjoys the music of the party. It's called a your jukebox party. You know what I mean?
I haven't heard of this.
You didn't know that? Yeah, everybody kind of like brings their phone.
Hey, Eugene, I think reason people aren't coming to your parties anymore is that everybody's music plays at the same time.
Oh, what?
Everybody left with a migraine your party last time. I get where you're coming from.
I want everybody to just kind of like wait for their song to play.
But they're all not playing at the same time.
Yeah, but
I mean, your system, which I know you love talking about your system.
It's an awesome system.
I don't know. Bose. It's so awesome as it is confusing to people.
Okay.
You know?
Is it because I have...
We cut to the next party. Okay, so we all get to play a song, but it has to be the same. We have to agree on a song?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody...
Is this my input, Jack? Like, there's so many. Like, how do you know which one is...
It's color-coded.
Okay.
I gave you a colored sticker on the way in, right?
Yeah, is this purple or mauve?
That's like,
they're
maroon.
So close. Is it
maroon? I got maroon. Okay, right. Yeah.
All right, well,
the colors are variations of purple.
Yeah, they're all just
too similar, dude.
Hey, wait, it's a party atmosphere,
my
right?
My color's red and blue.
It's like a showcase for duotone or something. All right, okay, well, but my... Okay,
okay,
you know my jam. I'm a Mazzy Star guy.
Yeah.
Right? I know it's a little bit of a downer, but when you pump that so loud that it's just like shakes your shit.
Okay. Are you not awesome. Hearing we all have to have Mazzy Star on our systems?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be a cacophonous.
I listen to music in alphabetical order, so we have to work up to Mazzy Star.
Okay.
What do you want to start with?
ABBA.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's where it'd probably start. Yeah.
Yeah.
We cut to an hour into the party. Dude, it's been all ABBA. Now we're on Mamma Mia 2 sequel songs.
I didn't know we had to do the whole canon of each musician. And group.
I didn't know Meryl Streep could sing.
Man.
She can't. This is angering me.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I didn't know it'd be Meryl Streep's version of ABBA. You got to stop this and punch him anything.
All right, let's move on to the next
one. Let's get to the Badfinger, motherfucker!
hey,
come on!
Badfinger?
Badfinger, man!
Why is that next?
That's because the Beatles. It's B. Oh.
Invite that sober tow truck driver to your party.
Come on, man. I'm recovering, man. Ugh. I don't touch that shit. I don't need to.
He talks about his Christian weightlifting group.
Listen, man, we go to a field, we pick shit up in his name. He's risen and
he's
I'm
still
cut.
A thug. I don't care if he's sober.
Later in the bathroom. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I asked around.
In the bathroom, man.
What?
It's cool being in this bathroom with you, man.
Yeah. I was told, I volunteered. You got to leave.
Aww.
All right.
Come on.
We went straight from Badfinger to Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
On your request.
Yeah.
And it's alienating. Most people are in your age group, and
most of the people in my age group are into the heavy rocking B bands,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, but most people here, no one knows you. No one's in your age group.
They don't know
and
me.
You're ruining
yet.
The whole thing.
That's why I'm talking so loud out there, so they do know me. I don't understand what's going on. Let's get everybody in the bathroom. Let's get it. Hey, everybody, come in the bathroom. Let's get to know me. Come on.
Tell me, Genie.
He's risen.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
It's the day after he rose yesterday.
Ah, shit.
Listen, nobody else knows you here, and you're kind of ruining the jukebox party that I'm trying to have.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I appreciate your music. Hey, maybe you can come over one-on-one. We can go through your whole...
Hey, man, it's cool. I'll unhook your car.
and be on my way. Great, I shouldn't. I overstepped my bounds. I'm very sorry. I was just bringing your car back, and it kind of.
No, I get it.
That's
get
how it.
It
happens with me.
Sure. But thank you. And hey, maybe at the I'll have one again, and there'll be more people.
Yeah. You're not gonna believe who's here.
Yeah. Oh.
Michael Stipe.
What? Yeah. Oh no! I promised Matt that that there'd be no REM at the party.
I don't know what to tell you. Oh. We ordered vegan pizza, and he delivered.
He delivered it. Oh man!
Oh, I hate fucking later by Michael the cake.
Hey, dude. Hey, Matt. For a second, I thought that was Moby, and it's not. It's fucking Michael Stipe.
It is. But
it's goddamn Michael Stipe here. But he's not going to sing, is he?
Think about it. Why would he sing at a party?
Exactly.
So
can I get everybody's attention?
Oh no!
What the fuck?
No. Hey, sir. Thank you for the pizza.
I gotta get my cousin out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Get your cousin out of here. I'll try to get Michael Stipe out of here. Hey, Mr. Stipe.
Yeah.
Thank you for the pizza. Here is $20.
Thank you. Here's my thank you to you.
Hey, Jim Rash, I loved you on Community, man. You're so funny.
Sorry, I get that a lot. I'm not.
Yeah, you're directing now, right, with Nat Faxon?
No. I love their work. I love that theme park, that amusement park movie that they did, though.
Oh, you're so sincere, man. You're not Jim Rash.
Hey, man. Hey. What the fuck is still here?
Oh, no!
Ow!
Oh,
fuck, man!
Stop it, Michael Stipe! Get the fuck out of here!
Michael Stipe, get out of here!
The next time you call me Moby, you're gonna die, motherfucker! Michael Stipe was here! Pizza.
Everybody, cool out! Kevin's here to fucking set it straight!
Bam!
Yeah! Crank up that fucking cup! Black Sabbath now, brother!
I'm not a Christian man. I got no grandiose plan. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Humans grind and unwind with our custom-made Improv for Humans herb grinder bundle, available exclusively on PodSwag. Herb grinder. It says here for grinding herbs, tobacco, tea, and whatever else. Well, I grind whatever else all the time, and I use those little cheap plastic ones. Humans. This is a metal one. This is it right here. You hear it? That's it right there. It has three chambers. You hear that? You hear that? It has three chambers. This is no BS grinder. For you humans who like to grind whatever else and smoke whatever else, roll up whatever else, check out the rest of our collection. We got hats, shirts. Seriously, humans, there's no ads. Notice there's no ads this week for Improv for Humans besides this. So to support Improv for Humans, you guys are not buying the Butcher Box. I don't know why. It's spring. I'd be out grilling. But if you're not going to go Butcher Box or Squarespace, at least go to PodSwag and check out the new Keep Being Human. That's right. It has Keep Being Human emblazoned on it, the herb grinder. Or if you're not into herbs, do you have the Improv for Humans hat with the dog with my head on it? Or the same logo t-shirts? I like the green shirt. And we also have the robot walking that dog. That one's awesome. Art by Bob Fingerman. Have you not seen that one? You got to go to PodSwag and support Improv for Humans. Be a good human. Get a hat. There's the signed UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual. I know you're getting the manual and doing some intensives in LA or New York this summer. There's a pin. Yeah, the dog. The dog in the head pin. You put that on your hat. Your jacket? Your fishing jacket for the summer. So humans, head on down to podswag.com/improv. It's always offer code improv, isn't it? That's podswag.com/improv.
Let's listen to another song.
I was trying to do Godzilla, and I was doing Black Sabbath.
Yeah, it was Black Sabbath. Or...
How's Godzilla go?
There goes Godzilla.
No. How's it start, though?
That sounds like Godzilla.
I can't wait to scream, turn on some bad finger motherfucker. The moment I get out of this room.
Oh, that was funny.
Go into like a nice handbag store or something.
I don't think anybody who knows who Badfinger is goes to parties. No. I don't think that's a thing.
No, they're just there in their backyard, day drunk, just like, oh, those are good times, man. Badfinger.
Yeah. You know who's a good band? Badfinger.
Yeah. Do they have albums? I don't know.
I don't know, man, but they were sweet.
Garrett, what do you have for us next?
All right, here is a song from Badfinger. From the tear of my shirt right down to the hole in my shoes, like I got nothing left to lose, and I got nothing left to lose. And nothing's ever gonna get better, no, it's all clever rules. And I got nothing left to lose, and I got nothing left to lose. Hey, get help, help, help me, and help me up. We could try, try, love is not enough. And we get open, pray we don't know. But it's not so with you. Now I got nothing left to lose. Well, it seems it doesn't matter. Try, I'ma never get it right. I'ma never get it right. So I turn my back to the light that's fading to the night. Oh, I'ma never get it right. I'ma never get it right. Baby, get help, help, help me, help me up. And we can try, try. Love does not enough. Get open, pray we don't know. But it's not so with you. Now I got nothing left to lose. Yeah, get help, help, help me, help me up. And we can try, try, love does not enough. But it's not so with you. Not got nothing left to lose. It's not so with you. Not got nothing left to lose. You can help me up. You can help me up. You can help me up.
Yeah, what you got off Red City Radio?
Thank you so much.
What inspired that one? Sounds like you were down on your luck.
Oh, aren't we always? You know, I don't know. I have no idea. That was one of those songs that just like I was sitting in a room, just kind of like playing around, just trying stuff, and I just wrote that whole song in a sitting, like an entire sitting. Sometimes it's like when you're writing something that's like important to you, it takes so long, right? Mm. And then you'll be like sitting there and you'll just write the dumbest shit. And somehow that'll be more popular than the thing that you were working on for so long, you know, like, and that's not necessarily one of those songs, but that's just kind of how it came about. It just kind of like naturally happened. I know it sounds kind of like weird, but.
Do you feel like, if it just comes out, that's a more, like if you labor over it, you're looking at it too hard and trying to maybe change it to something.
Absolutely.
That you have an idea of as opposed to just.
You know, your biggest enemy is always going to be yourself, right? Mm. Like you're never going to have enemies. Like the person who's going to stop you from doing the things you want to do is always going to be you. Mm. Like, oh, I don't want to get up today. I want to sleep a little later. That's your enemy. You know what I mean? That's you not helping yourself out. And when it comes to, in my opinion, when it comes to creation and art, music, I try my best to not let myself fuck it up. Because, you know, because music is so pure and awesome and natural. When you overthink things and overdo it, and it just kind of muddles it and ruins it.
So overthinking is fucking you up.
And sometimes you just got to, like, break down the ego a little bit and just let things kind of naturally happen. And You know, when I'm, yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. I've never really like tried to formulate what I mean by that, other than just saying like, music is awesome. I try to take as much of me out of it as possible. You know, but yeah. Yeah, just kind of let it happen naturally. Like your best ideas come in the shower, like when you're like not thinking at all.
Yeah,
like thou or the wolf, you know. And that's what I try to do musically as well.
That's cool. Yeah.
Seth, how much longer you be in the shower, buddy?
Until this breakthrough happens.
You keep saying 5 more minutes, man. You've been in there an hour, literally.
Yeah,
I know you have.
Matt, listen, I sell coffee cup tops. Okay, I have a presentation coming up. And I need to get this one right. I lost out to the guy that created the divots for decaf and calf.
That was so long ago.
I know.
And I feel like this industry has capped off, if you will.
Heard that a million times. Okay.
But I feel like you're beating yourself up in there and you're using the hot water, more importantly.
So what? That's a renewable resource. It's going to rain again, but I may never have this breakthrough again. All right. And by the way, to say that coffee cups have capped, and I know aside from the dumb pun, that's offensive to me. Let me tell you a little story.
I wasn't trying to offend
you. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I want to tell you.
Can you turn off the water while you tell a story?
No, I cannot. In fact, why don't you come in here with me?
I'm not getting in the shower again with you. We've tried that before.
Fine.
Tell your story.
Okay. There was a little boy in Dustville, North Carolina, okay? And all he wanted to do was impress his dad. And his dad used to rush off to work every day with a cup of coffee, and it would spill all over his dad's hand. And every morning, he would spill on his hand and say, God damn it. And one day, that little boy, I really feel like your story would be more effective if you came in here with me.
No, I can't. I don't even buy the story. How's the boy in the car going to work with his dad?
He's not in the car with his dad. He's in the kitchen and he uses a little piece.
All right, Seth, what do you have for us today?
Well, I'm very excited. I've flown in from Luxembourg, where I have my capping factory located to keep costs down. Wink, wink.
Yep, so let's thank Mr. Dixie for making it out today.
Yes, you're very welcome. But I've heard a lot about this young man.
We see that Seth in his suit, like, have you ever seen someone who didn't give themselves time to dry off and just threw on a suit? So it looks like he's sweaty, but it's just the shower water popping through.
Seth, are you okay?
I'm great.
Your neck is wet.
Okay.
Just like parts of your wet. And then I think like corners of your shirt.
I rigged up a system. There's a shower going on under this suit.
Young man, if you're doing cocaine, I'm totally fine with that. I came up in the 80s when we were making caps for coffee.
I know.
Back then, people were not putting caps on coffee, and I said, the spillage is untenable at this point.
Your reputation, Mr. Dixie,
and then
your reputation
I do a line. Precedes
you. Everybody knows that you're 51 and you sound 80.
Yes, that's right.
But listen.
What I'm saying is if we do want to do some cocaine, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
If we don't want to, that's fine.
Hey, Janet, can you bring some cocaine in?
Oh, we are going to. Yeah. That's very nice.
Just for you, Mr.
Shall I begin the presentation?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I think we can all agree that sometimes... Gentlemen, I think we can all agree that sometimes you accidentally turn your cup of coffee upside down.
I do.
And when you do, it spills everywhere. But what if it didn't have to happen? What if, when you turn your coffee upside down, all the coffee stayed perfectly where it is, and then you could drink the coffee through the bottom of the cup?
We cut to Starbucks when these cups, they're basically just balls. And it says the cup can never be upside down. And the caps are more like plugs.
Well, you know my eyes are shut, so I'm just going by feel. This
well, I was told like... I really needed to have it sink in with you more than the other employees.
Okay, but just tell me where the top of it is, so when I pour it in...
Has no top. That's the whole point.
So I pour it over
gotta
it?
You got to find the club.
I have to find the club?
The plug.
The plug? Hi,
can I place my order? Is there somebody working?
Yeah, let me just... Can I touch your face to make sure that you...
Yeah.
Okay, you're not a teenager. We've been having a bunch of kids after school coming in here. I don't think kids would be drinking coffee. So, what can I help you with?
Can I get a half calf, a double latte with almond milk in a no top?
Okay.
Round ball.
Around? Oh, you'd like one of our new cups?
I have a no top round ball. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me just. Would you like a basketball, beach ball, or a softball size?
See, that's the promotion on the poster above his head. All the different kind of balls.
So those are the sizes: is softball, beach ball, or?
Yeah, I mean, if you just want a little shot, we have a golf ball, but it sounds like you want a bigger one.
I'll do a softball.
Okay.
All right. And you got almond milk, right?
Let me feel around. Let me see. If
feel around for almond milk?
Let me see. That's not it. Ow. That's not it. Sorry. Ow, that's not it. That's not it. All right, let me find this. Is this... Okay, that's... What was that?
It was an open flame, sir.
Wait, why do we have a burger here? We don't cook any... Are we cooking stuff here now?
It's my lunch.
The burner is?
Well, it's for my lunch.
Is that
we see set up
Randall?
A little fondue pot.
I'm doing a fondue cleanse.
All right.
I'm only eating hot cheese.
All right, right, right.
It's keto, bro.
I get it. I
keto.
Get it. That's cool. Hey, do we have almond milk?
Are you talking to me?
He sticks his hand into the hot cheese.
Oh, no! Hey, man, I ruined your fondue. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry. I burned my hand off pretty bad, too.
And we cut to the park where this guy ordered his softball size round donut. And he's going, ironically, to go watch a softball game. And he's up on in the stands. And
how do I drink this?
And it accidentally rolls down the bleachers. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Into the softball field. Gets picked up by an umpire. Tossed to the pitcher.
Hey, here, you take this ball.
No, no, no.
Got it.
All right, did you get that ball I tossed to you?
Right here.
Hey, ladies. Hi, ladies.
All right. All right, ladies.
Does he have a hair tie? His hands get all hair.
All right, ladies. Let's go play some good softball right
And this
now.
Is one of the best fucking softball pitchers in the softball league. And I don't know if you've seen someone pitch a softball, but they fucking do that loop-de-loop with their arms, getting it all wound up.
Okay, I know this looks cartoonish. Whip my arm around like a windmill.
Hey, don't use that.
Throw it into
that's
it.
Hot. That's hot coffee.
Give me the best way you got. I'll hit it on the pot. Go on, pitch it at me, you bitch!
Oh, you better, you
the
better believe
the biggest
it.
And the best batter in all the softball league is up to the. She pitches the ball.
Whoa!
Swing!
Bam!
Oh my god!
Shatters.
My coffee.
Hot coffee everywhere, all over this woman's face.
Somebody get her a muffin.
911.
This is Peter Krause.
Hi. Is this Snow 911 or regular 911?
Actually, there's another spinoff. It's called Coachella 911.
Let's talk some more about that song.
That's funny, Coachella 911. Have you guys ever seen the chill out tent? At concerts?
I've seen it. I've never been in it.
How many people do you think are just totally just tripping?
Oh, all of them.
All of them?
I feel like it's mostly people that have consumed too much of something there. Maybe there's some sprained ankles or something, but it's overheated and drugs, I would think, right?
Is the chill out air conditioned in there or something?
I don't know. I'd imagine. I think the first place I saw it was at a fish show.
Well.
Did you go in it?
No.
You can't handle
You went in there
shit?
With an air
Why
horn.
Were you in there?
Come on in.
I'm okay. I'll be honest. I'm not.
Everyone says that. They think the tent looks too confining and it's going to bug you out more. But this is the chill out tent. We're all friends here. Everyone here's bugging out a little bit. So if you just want to come on in and relax, we have some cold water.
Okay. Yeah, I was hanging around the back
Excuse
of the
Excuse me, sorry.
Latrine.
I don't mean to interrupt. Can I get a bread bowl and I'll do sour cream and onions and cheese?
Okay. Yeah, we have whatever you want.
Is here. This the chewy tent?
Oh, no. I was just going with your hallucination. No.
Huh?
It's the chill out tent.
What?
The chill out tent.
Not
is that
chili.
Like ice cream?
No, do, everyone here's you know but your voice no. a little loud, sir.
Oh, I didn't know.
No one's ordering anything in here. In fact, please don't order anything.
Okay, you're not going to move much chili if that's your...
Chill out.
You chill out. I'm trying to give you
sir,
some business.
You're being very aggressive in the chill out tent, and I'm going to have to ask you to leave very calmly.
Fine.
Okay.
Hey, sorry. I'm running the chill out chili stand over here, and a bunch of my fucking
That's what
customers,
you guys are called?
Yeah.
Chill out chilies?
Nothing chills you out like chili.
That's, in fact... Not true.
What? Wait, hey, man.
People would expect some kind of sundae.
You are yelling in a very relaxed
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, I'm trying to relax in here.
Everyone.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go hang out by the chili place.
Let's step outside the chill out tent.
This is too much. This is too much.
Chili is hot by definition. So to say chill out is misleading advertising. And also.
Hey, man, I'm tripping my balls off. I don't want to debate your chili with you right now.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt this argument. Are you in charge of the chill out tent?
I am indeed.
Oh, I'm running the chillax tent. We do relaxing bikini waxes. And we're getting a lot of your people that I think.
Aren't bikini waxes hot?
They are, but there's
I
no
feel like
reason
you guys
they can't be
are
relaxing.
Using the wrong word for your business.
Oh, am I using what is the right word for me to use, sir?
Just leave alone, chill. This is for people who are hallucinating and on a bad trip.
Well, ma'am, sorry. Are you running the chillax tent?
I am, yeah.
Can I check if there's some people in there? I'm running the chill LAX tent and they're missing their flights.
Oh. That's good. Well, there is nothing chill about LA.
Hey, I'm fucking freaking out about missing my plane.
Oh, yeah, you're with me, sir.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not done with your wax. Hold on.
We got to inside the chill LAX. And we see what they're doing in there.
Hey, gang, I think your flight's
Are there taxis?
Soon.
Are there Ubers? Where do the Ubers show up?
No, this is just, hey, just relax for a minute.
If I don't make this flight, they don't have another one for another 2 days.
I was at the gate at LAX, and I was apprehended and brought to this tent to relax about me about to board.
Yeah.
You brought me mild. Like, I'm in another city, goddammit.
Hey, excuse me, guys. I'm a Southwest flight attendant. Mind if I try a couple of jokes out on you?
This is a chill.
This is for the peanut gallery, and then I throw peanuts out.
Ow.
Okay.
Ow. Yeah.
Sorry. No, okay. All right. Next one. Okay. If you're going to the bathroom with your shoes off, I think you might want to take a flight to the podiatrist because you're going to get a foot infection.
Huh.
No?
Does that
That's
happen
not
a lot?
Funny.
People go to the bathroom with their shoes off?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of pigs that fly, a lot of animals that take their shoes off.
Oh, that's
relax.
Funny.
Oh, that's how you see people.
My friend died recently because he smoked some weed that was dropped. Bathroom floor of a plane.
Way to go, Southwest.
So it's if you find that funny.
Let me try. Let's see. He died from a plane.
We cut to the comedy store. It's the late night show where only the real dark, nasty humor works. You want a new guys?
Yeah. My name is Lyle Mendoza.
Wait. Same Lyle Mendoza? Is that a murderer?
No. I think that another Lyle Mendoza might have played for the Oakland Raiders.
I don't know
in the
sports.
70s and 80s. But that's not me.
I was thinking, Mendez. I was thinking,
Lyle Menendez. Oh, the Menendez brothers.
Menendez brothers.
I have a joke about them.
Oh, yeah, cool.
What does it go? Mom, good news. We're not getting Dad a Father's Day card, so we can put it all towards you.
Why? Because he killed him?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? That doesn't work. He killed both the parents.
And then it was just, chocolate. You know what I mean? All right, you guys ready for your next act? Ah, man, this next guy is coming straight from Burbank Airport. And he's about to make you guys go crazy. Lyle Mendezo. Hey, Lyle.
Thank you. Give it up for our host.
Chocolate cherry.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Listen.
Now you see, you can think you can be like a tour guy and think you're all funny, or maybe you're the funny priest or something. You're the funny, flight attendant, but then when you step on the boards and the big leads, you got the hot lights of a comedy crowd.
Hey, man, I'm trying to watch a comedy show. Do you mind?
I'm trying to explain to my date why this is so difficult.
I just want to see what this guy's going to do. Do you mind?
I'm trying to listen to this guy.
Anyway, honey, that's why it's hard being a stand-up, all right? You understand?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, spreading my legs. We cut back to the stage.
And so I said, hey, peanut allergy, why not peanut allegory?
Fuck you! Fuck you, I have a peanut allergy, it's not funny!
Oh, well, not with that attitude, it's not.
My attitude's causing me to be sick?
Yeah.
Honey, fuck you!
Honey, you don't know what allegory means, just...
Allegory? What did you say? He said allergy! Allegory, allergy, no, the different words.
I use that as a launch to get to allegory.
I don't want you to launch things at me. I want you to tell jokes.
You're very literal, aren't you?
Hey, man.
Next second.
Maybe.
And we were at the stand-up club, and he's never known what allegory means. Okay. He thinks analogy and allegory are the same word. He just embarrasses me like that by using words that are too big him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just he's a simple man and I love him. But
I can hear you guys. I'm sitting right.
Honey, I said we were having tea out here.
I know, but I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the allegory thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get it. You were there to watch comedy. You wanted to have fun, and that's what I was trying to say to Lucy here. That
like, you want to hear a funny story? You want to hear a funny story about how me not understanding allegory is affecting me? I went into the pharmacy. I need some allegory for my allergies, and they laughed at me. They're like, you mean Allegra? I was like, oh, I don't know the difference. Just don't make fun. I'm suffering from allergies. And then, you know, this is like, and there's no way just for me to find out what an allegory is.
You just did it. You just need to look it up.
Well, how?
In a dictionary online.
Oh, a book online like that exists? What are you talking about? What are you guys talking? What is going on here?
See.
What it's okay.
You're such a sweet man.
You are. And hey, props to you guys for going out on a date and going to see some comedy. You know what I mean? Together, that's nice. That's really nice. And
hey, man, thanks for meeting me.
Yeah, of course.
Things are fucking spinning out of control, this allegory thing. Like, they keep saying, like, look it up, like in a book, online. And then, like, is that an allegory? Like, I know that an allegory is, like, not what it is, but it means something else.
No, allegory is book shit. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So do I look in books and try to find out what an allegory is? Like, I know you have a strident, I don't educate myself approach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I like that, too. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, because as soon as they educate you, they control you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or ignorance
is bliss. As soon as you learn shit, then you're beholden to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never learned jack shit. I'm talking, motherfucker. I ain't never learned nothing.
I get it.
And I don't owe anybody fuck.
I know, okay? Man. I like
anybody that tells you I do owe them fuck can suck my tit.
Yeah, man. No, I know.
I love you, brother.
I do too, man.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you for giving me this job. There's somebody's got a flat on the I-5.
It's all right, man. Do you want to listen to some Badfinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's turn it up.
Actually, I want you to you tell me your five favorite Badfinger songs.
All right.
I'll tell you which one I want to listen
to. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go.
Ooh. My first one is Bad Thumb. All right. Next one. Man. Bad Index.
Oh,
woo!
Shit. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bad Bird. Yeah, that one's the best.
Yeah, cut to Bad Finger. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at first, but Bad Pinky just right away. It feels like we've lost our edge. Maybe we should just quit this whole thing, start writing songs about love.
Quit this whole thing?
Hey, man, I bought
I don't mean the band. I mean the theme of always singing about a bad hand.
I bought tiny bongos for Bad Pinky. It's got the signature sound of what a Bad Pinky is going to be, man. What are you fucking? Are we breaking up? Like, what's
going on? I keep telling you, you got
to
say ouch. If you really want to sell Bad Pinky, you got to say ouch every time you hit that bongo, man.
I'm saying it seems like we only are going to have 5 songs, 10 at best. Huh.
We're setting ourselves up to have a short life.
Yeah, and then that's what I'm talking about, chocolate. You ready for your next band? Welcome to the stage, Bad Fingers.
That's Chocolate Cherry.
Hey, Chocolate Cherry.
Yeah, man.
Listen,
You're killing it. You had a huge rise, and that when I took you on as my client.
Hey,
and,
yeah. How come I haven't gone on for pilot season in a while?
People are tired of the chocolate stuff. They feel like that's all you've got.
We cut to an audition for a pilot. Okay, I like that take. Okay. And I said you could improvise, sure. But just saying chocolate cherry.
Okay.
You just seem to be throwing that in at the end of each of the lines, and that's not really what I'd call improv.
Okay. Well, then
seems like you're doing your stand up.
No, stick. That's not. No, my stand up is totally different from that. I'll try the.
Okay, again. Improvise again, okay. If you want, just a little, and let's stay away from the chocolate cherry.
Sure.
Okay.
Should I stick to the lines, or do you want me to improvise with them?
You are my sister. You stick to the lines.
Yes, ma'am.
We definitely don't want you improvising.
All right. I'm so sorry.
Hey, so is everybody home for the night?
Yeah, everybody's tucked in. It looks like it's going to be a pretty calm night here at home.
Ooh, so it's just a little bit of me and you. Chocolate time!
How do I react to that? That's not the line.
You stick with your lines. You just stick with it. You just said chocolate time. That's not in this script.
Should I do
it? Yeah, I was improvising just like how excited I was.
Should I do the next line?
We cut to him with his wife in bed.
Honey, you just got to relax.
Yeah, I just, you know, I need to make money. You know, people aren't into my act anymore, so I'm a little tense, you know?
Well, you just got to believe in yourself. That's what I love about you, is you know when you're right, and you power through the bad times.
Mm. We cut to a close-up that just seems like it's just darkness. And then we pull out a little bit more, and it's kind of brown, and it's kind of swirly. And a little bit more, and it's an apple being swirled in chocolate. And we pull out a little bit more, and he has a new job on the city walk. It's like, I want two chocolate apples.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Chocolate.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, I saw you at that comedy club a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Chocolate Cherry, right?
I am, yeah.
You were so much funnier than that piece of shit I got up there and talking about, you know, not wearing shoes on planes. That made me so mad. You remember that guy?
Yeah, the flight attendant?
Yeah.
He's got 3 hit shows on CBS right now.
Oh, that guy who somehow has 3 concurrent, 3
yeah.
on the same
yeah.
network?
Yeah.
That guy fucking beat the system for sure.
We cut to, what is it called, the TCAs, where he's the only, he's just the star of the network. And we're ending the Q&A for his first show. And we're about to begin, so let's get one more question. For bathroom time, and then we'll move into the game show.
Yeah, so bathroom time.
I didn't ask a question yet. Jeff O'Reilly from Canadian TV Guide.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a story about how you got into the business?
Are you going to answer it?
Do I answer my own question?
No.
Oh, I'm the guy.
You're the guy.
He's so overworked. He's so
man. That guy has 3 shows.
Then we see he's pissed in his pants, and they kind of like, okay, everybody, we're gonna. Green Day's gonna play a song for you here, and we'll be right back.
We cut to a huge tower, like the top of a tower in a penthouse, where the executives are all meeting about this. We have made a terrible
He's
mistake.
Way overworked.
We didn't even audition him. We just saw that somebody posted this thing of him, doing his stand up, and we're like, who greenlit this? Like 3 projects? This is insane.
It's too much.
Bathroom time? What the fuck name is that for a show?
You're right. Hey, it made it through.
Yeah.
Well, his material's mostly on walking barefoot in bathrooms.
Well, we could just go a little deeper.
Hey, buddy, how are you feeling?
Great. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah. You still have pee in your pants.
You got a little frazzled out there.
I did. I got
ask
a little
yourself
nervous.
A question.
You forgot who you were. That's it.
But let me ask you a question. How many times have you been watching a show and you felt like, what's going on here?
Oh.
What if we told, what if
there was always a cry on at the bottom of the
screen. I'm sorry, did you
cry on? What's a cry on?
It's the lower, it's the ticker.
You mean
thing.
A Chiron?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Hey, he doesn't need to know the terms.
Oh, okay.
That's okay, buddy. Honest. Whatever you want to call it. A Chiron, a Chiron.
There's a lot of pee coming in his pants.
Are you resting in a, are you sweating a lot, or do you have one of those shower undergarments on?
I have a shower undergarment, but I pee in the shower. Yeah.
We see indeed it's recycling this yellow shower water.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks a little disturbing, pal. Okay. We just want to put on a great face out there for the critics. All right. You ready to answer some questions?
Absolutely. Can I ask the questions myself?
You don't think that's too much?
Listen, I can do it. I can do it.
Listen, I believe in this young man, and since I'm putting all my Dixie money behind this network, I say whatever he wants to do goes.
Now, all right, this is the next presentation is for your game show. It takes place on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it? Do you need us to update you on the rules and everything?
Just
need a refresh?
I mean, this is not, they say this a lot of times, but literally, be yourself.
Okay.
You have to be yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so you are you
yeah.
answering questions about the game show.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Or you can ask, where did we land on him asking his own questions?
No,
I know he can,
but let's not do it. And just to let you know, here at the TCAs, like, they are looking at their laptops, so they might not laugh as much as you want them to.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Just remember, get the rules of the game show. Yeah. That's really all we need is people in you are in luck.
They have this guy, Chocolate Jerry, is setting you up. He gets them look up from their laptops usually. So
is he the guy that had that failed chocolate apple business?
Yeah.
That's gross.
A lot of salmonella came from that. It was very surprising.
Why? I mean, caramel apples I've heard of, but you just dip an apple in chocolate?
He was dipping
it's disgusting.
An egg as well. Ugh. He coats it in an egg and then just in chocolate.
God.
Y'all ready for your next show?
Click, click, click. No one responds because I don't have to.
Oh, man.
Tap.
Cadbury.
What?
All right.
I got this one, John. All right. I'm going to ask you to turn off all electronic devices and put your seat backs in the upright position and your trays up because, boy, have I got a presentation for you.
The critics all kind of look at each other like, oh, you know what? Seems new.
Yeah, I thought I was on a plane for
fresh.
A second.
Yeah.
It's almost like an allegory.
Let me ask you a question.
Everyone's making an observation.
Allegory-like presentation.
How many times have you been on a flight and you thought, I wonder what's in my seat partner's bag? Well, on this show...
Sweetheart, come here. I'm reading this review of this new game show called Tray Tables Down, Buckle Up, and they keep using the word allegory in it. Is this what it is? Is it a game show thing? What is it? Is that it?
Honey, just walk away. You'll never understand it.
You mean from us?
I didn't, but maybe that too.
Oh, okay.
We just seem to be in a rut, don't you think? You can't let the not knowing allegory go. You won't take anyone's definition. Yeah. I told you to visit that professor from Oxford.
All right. Well, that was in England, so it just seemed like kind of an extreme to fly over there.
But no one would know better. They started English. They know all the words.
You're right.
Professor, thank you so much for making time for me. I'm at the end of my rope here. My marriage is falling apart.
Thank you, Professor. Great lecture today. It was great.
Welcome.
I have a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
What is an allegory? What does it mean?
Professor, will undulating be on the test on Friday?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Look it up.
To make waves.
Look it up.
Is that an allegory?
Look it up.
That's the definition?
You came this way to ask me a question.
You guys know where the Jack the Ripper tour is?
It's down the street to the left.
Okay.
People come in here with questions, even though I'm teaching a lecture.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just off the street.
Yep.
Some about Jack the Ripper, some about various London things.
Right.
And you ask me about your personal relationship.
No, that's... I'm asking you about allegory, but the stakes, it's almost like my marriage is a sinking ship, and you are the lifeline that's being thrown to me.
What is that?
That's an allegory.
Huh?
I just came up with an allegory. right?
Is that what was it?
I don't know. I felt like it.
Say
like,
it again.
And he's telling someone on the plane back to America. So yeah, you did. That's called you guy had an epiphany about allegory.
Wait.
What a crazy epiphany. Did you hear about this guy's epiphany?
Nah, man. I was looking through your back.
What? Hey, motherfucker.
What? Oh. You
can't look through my back.
Hey.
Fight breaks out. This guy can't even help because he's so concerned about what epiphany means.
I don't know what an epiphany is.
He starts to look it up, but just as the Google definition starts to appear. Please
Damn it, load.
Put your laptops away.
No, I can't. I'm about to find out what an epiphany is. I can't.
Burbank Airport, United States of America. Oh, dear God. Hey, put away your device, man.
I can't. I'm about to find out what an epiphany
put
is.
Put away your fucking device. I'm not going it to put affects away. The
no,
landing.
No, I'm not going to. You know what?
I'll
no,
fucking
put
break
away
it.
His device.
No, I'm not going to. None of you can make it. No.
We can take him.
Yeah.
What's happening? What are you guys doing?
Let's roll.
Oh, my God. Ow. Ooh,
they
Jesus.
Break his
oh,
is that
Mark,
laptop.
Get Mark Wahlberg in here. You motherfucker. Sort him out.
Oh, why is he on a Southwest flight? Oh.
And he's indeed home early from his trip, a day early. And as he makes his way into the house, he hears the sound of fucking coming from his
oh,
bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is terrific. This is wonderful. Oh, yeah. Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever had your pussy licked so good that it makes your toes curl?
Hey, what the fuck's going on here?
Oh, sweet. Hey, buddy, no problem.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Are you the guys from Seats Now?
I was a flight attendant, and now I'm a big Hollywood.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm fine with you fucking my wife. That's what's happening, right?
Yeah, we're doing a little role play. She pretends.
Oh, honey.
Try, love does not enough. And we get open, pray we don't know. But it's not so with you, and I ain't gonna live alone.
Let's listen to another song.
Okay, can we get one more from you, Garrett? Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Brian has to bid adieu.
I got a bid adieu, guys.
He's got some Later Hollywood stuff to do.
Thanks for that. That was great, man. Was
give
a
us a
pleasure.
Quick plug on the way out the door.
Come see Soundtrack if you're in Los Angeles Friday nights at the Franklin branch of the UCB Theater and watch Veep this season, final season. I'm on that.
There you go. Right. Mons, Brian Husky. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Later, Husky.
Bye, guys. Bye.
I'm leaving. Mike's still on.
Oh, God. Hot mic.
Garrett, what are you going to give us?
This song is called... It was really nice meeting you, man. This song is called House Full of Dogs, and I wrote this song a long time ago. This one's also on my EP called Two T's.
I came out on this EP.
Well, I brought a bunch for you for
yes.
all of these.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
He luckily just left, so he's not going to get one.
Yes, I'm going to get two.
Yeah. and this song is about... Well, shit, I'll just dive right into it. What do you say? Pretty women, fancy cars, I see them driving by on the way to the bar. Or I meet up with my friends and we'll play a game of darts and have a drink that lasts for days. Fancy skills. High school education, these are things that I don't mention. Filling out these applications, it's hard to get a job when you got no experiences to speak of. But I got a smile on my face and my feet in the grass, my eyes to the future and my heart in the past, my head on my shoulders and all my ducks in a row. Got a house full of dogs and a couple of brothers and a big enough heart that I can share it with others. They're looking out just like I never thought that they would. Yeah, things are turning out like I hope they could. Beautiful girl. Eyes that shine, and her boyfriend was three times my size. A couple broken fingers and a big old black eye, and a headache that just won't go away. Now I'm all dressed up with nowhere to be. There's people talking, talking to everyone but me. They must not like my hat, my shirt, my shoes, and my jeans. Everywhere I show up, you don't just want to leave. But the night sky's bright, the stars shine like diamonds. The good times are out there, all you gotta do is find them. And everyone can make themselves happy, in my point of view. And every time I look in the mirror, I look more like my father. I'm going bald and I try to cover it up, and sometimes I wonder why I even bother. But I'm climbing mountains just cause I never thought that I would. Yeah, things are turning out like I hoped they could. Pretty women, fanciest cars I see them driving by on the way to the bar. We'll meet up with my friends and we'll play a game of darts and have a drink that'll last us for days.
Yeah, that's a positive song. Yeah, after those first two, that sounded like you were having a bummer of a life, and that's a good one right there.
Well, you know.
No, you know, that first one was kind of positive. It was like... You were saying everyone gets fucked, everyone. What were you saying? I'll go back to that. Were you saying you got to expect you're going to get fucked, so don't worry about it?
Well, I guess more or less, the lyrics is everybody dies, everybody gets fucked every once in a while. Everybody tries, but everybody lies because everybody kind of sucks deep down in their souls. And I guess heaven sent another president, doesn't matter who it is anyway. And then now I wish I would have changed it, because yes, the answer is actually yes.
It doesn't matter anyway.
When everyone's afraid, but no one's getting laid, but everybody gets fucked every once in a while. You know?
Right.
It's yeah.
But this one is very positive.
Yeah, I wrote this one a long time ago. Back when I was positive, I guess.
Yeah.
That was one of the first like country songs I ever wrote. And My parents, you know, they always wanted me to write like music that was more melodic and like sing along. And of course I didn't, and screamed all through my like 20s and teenage years and stuff. And that was the first song that I got to play like for my parents that they were like into, you know. Oh, and now they're big fans, but they didn't really get it until I played that song, you know, years ago. And then they're like, oh, okay. You know,
is there a specific bar that you were thinking of where you're playing darts and having that drink, or is it just a universal?
You know, in Oklahoma City, there's a bar called the Hilo Club that I like to go to. And if any of you guys come through, we're going there.
Nice. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a dive bar. It's divey, but it's got a lot of charm. Yeah. You know, and we've brought in some people in there before, and they've had a lot of good times.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's all I'll say. We have a good time there. And there was this really shitty bar that was very pretentious, like on the way from my house to there. And I would drive just to go meet up with my friends, and I'd drive by this place in Oklahoma City, man. My rent is like $300 a month. And you're driving like a Porsche to the restaurant bar. Yeah, like, fuck you, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's kind of inspired that. It's like, you know, everybody's got all this like hoopla and that, you know, whatever they got going on or whatever they need. And, you know, all you really need is the breeze. Just, you know, some good buzz and good times or whatever. You don't really need all that.
Okay. So the good news. Well, let me start with the bad news. I can't give you I cannot offer you this job.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry. I know you went through a few long interview process with us. And you,
that's my
definitely
fourth
came
interview.
Down.
I was really excited. I thought,
you are a top two.
Oh, okay.
But the top one got it.
Sure.
And good news is you have that house full of dogs you were telling me about in one of the interviews.
Yeah. Did I talk
right?
about that? Did I talk
you
about that?
You
seem
very
much?
Happy about that.
I know, but did I talk about that too much through the interview? Did I lose the job because of my house full of dogs?
You did bring it up in a couple of the interviews.
Okay,
and I thought it was charming.
Yeah.
I thought it was charming. Then
I said, they're my roommates. And yeah, they are. And they're not. I mean, they're still dogs. I mean, it's just like, I felt that
that judgment from you.
You're still hyping on it right now. No, I felt that
judgment from you where you're like, wait, what do you mean? Do you speak to your dogs? I'm like, yeah, because they're my friends. They're my roommates.
Well, it's my responsibility to see if you might have a mental problem. Because the way saying it, I thought you could actually hear words from your dogs.
No, we wouldn't want that
around here.
I mean, you couldn't because they're my dogs.
Okay.
You got to kill them.
Yeah.
You got to kill them.
I know. I understand that. Hey.
If he finds out that you can hear us, he'll tell people and then he'll take
you. You haven't killed him?
Okay. Barris, Hammond. Guys.
Coward.
Hey. Hammond, grab the rest of the dogs, and we'll all have a meeting.
Sparky, Nightlight. Altheo.
Get
up, Timber.
Get Zoso, because Zoso is my...
Zoso.
Okay, Zoso.
Captain Apples.
All right, Twigs. Twigs, get over in the front. Twigs in the front. Okay. Guys?
This is everyone, boss.
Thank you.
No cats allowed.
I think it's old. You guys are my best friends and roommates. Listen, I didn't get the job.
What?
I know.
More scraps.
Well, that's the thing. We might have to scrap a little bit more until I get another job. And I know that the logical thing to do, according to you guys, would be to kill him.
You gotta kill him.
Later that night at the interviewer's house, he wakes up in the middle of the night. He thinks he hears something, and he looks out his window, and he sees just a bunch of, you know, house dogs, pet dogs, Shih Tzus, Lhasa Apso's, a German Shepherd with three legs.
Honey, what is it?
It's all these dogs in our front yard.
Oh, go back to bed.
I'm serious, honey.
Oh, sure.
You hear that?
That's just a neighbor's dog.
No, it's a bunch of...
You're a coward.
What's going on down there? I'm going to go check it out.
I'm going back
to sleep. It looks like some dog walker must have passed out in our front yard or something. Hello? Is there an owner to all these dogs? What the hell? Where'd you guys come from? Hey! There you are!
Hey.
You!
What?
You from the interview.
Yeah, I have a name. Just like all these friends of mine have names.
And we see the dogs, really, they're just pets, so they're just, they don't look that to me.
Wait, what are you, okay, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. You said that you started to yell at the guy and then the dogs realized that he was a loser and now they want to be your roommate?
I don't know. They're attracted to me now. Now I have a bunch of dogs.
Well,
you know
what?
Of course,
you fed them. That's why they're attracted to you.
I was cynical at first like you, but now they're really my friends. Oh. It's like having a... They listen to me more than my wife, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I you know what? Fuck you.
What?
You're going to talk to me in the third person?
Oh, no.
How dare... So well, you know what? My husband has been distant for months, and now his latest scam to get out of being emotionally present in our marriage is to say that he's friends with dogs.
I am not doing that, honey. Now you're speaking to me in the third person.
Kevin.
I kill her. You.
Killer. Killer. Killer.
Killer?
Killer.
Why are you looking at me like that?
And we cut to him. He's gone insane. He's... bit into her neck and is eating her like Alpo.
Oh, is this what you're just gonna bite my neck?
Can't you ever stop talking?
Oh God! You know what? If you're a real man, I would have been dead 5 minutes ago.
He really rips in her neck, mostly just to get her to stop talking. But somehow, with her larynx in his mouth, there. Now, what are you gonna do?
If I stayed with Jeff Almondson.
How are you doing that?
You know what? Because you don't know how to. You don't know where a vocal cord is.
Oh my God, damn it! Where is it in here?
Oh,
I'm just ripping out shit. Just the blue wire. Oh, there you go. Now say something.
I can still talk.
And after the little reconstructive surgery, we see that this person is now a softball pitcher.
All right, guys. This one, I just want to say, all you girls are like sisters to me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're all team.
We're such a huge fan of yours. Your windmill power of that pitch is amazing.
Thank you. Well, they had to, they put in some extra muscle to make my throat work, and it went down into my pitching arm. I don't know how it works.
The muscle went down into your pitching arm?
Yeah.
Huh. That's how surgery works.
I guess so. I think they lifted me up too fast before the sutures took.
Yeah.
And so some of the muscles slipped down into my right arm.
The way
arm.
Surgery works is like, once they put it in, it just kind of lingers around. Uh-huh. Yeah.
As far as we know, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And it became this extra surgery people did, like, and for a bonus, we're going to have some extra muscle left over because the donor was taller than you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Would you like some extra muscle put anywhere else in your body?
You know
what
surprised me? If it's just going to kind of go anywhere.
By surprise, you don't even want me to tell you once I've done it, so you'll just all of a sudden notice something?
You know, I want a moment where I just feel bionic and all of a sudden.
But you don't even know where.
I don't even know where.
Okay. We cut to 2 years later, and it never, like, he always wondered, where was that extra muscle? I never feel like a...
You know what? I got that surgery. Anyways, I got to take these stairs with these groceries in my hand. Here we go. I guess I could have taken the elevator, but...
Whoa!
What the heck? Oh, my God. I was carrying my groceries up these stairs, and all of a sudden, I felt the muscle. Huh. In my grip strength. He put it in my wrist. What an asshole. He just put it in my wrist. Wait a minute. He put it in my wrist.
Then he started to think about it. He started because you take some of your muscles for granted. And as he went through the day, he saw when he was eating soup, he was using his wrist.
It's getting it into my mouth so much faster.
When he drives, he uses his wrist.
Oh, sorry! Ooh, that was a sharp right turn.
Sorry, kid. I have no use for you. We milk all our cows using automation these days, so there's really nothing you
can do. Maybe it would be faster if I used this.
What? I mean, this is the display room. I've got 100 cows here.
Yeah, people start to gather around because a lot of the blue-collar people from this town have been mad since they brought in the machines to milk the cows.
Hey, everybody in the cow factory, circle up.
I'm betting on the machine.
How many?
I'll bet on the human.
How many?
This is a real John Henry story right here.
Who?
John Henry. It's a folk. Folklore.
Oh,
it's
a little bit of like Paul Bunyan. Yeah, I know. Yeah, like he took on the railroads, but a railroad. Yeah. How many cows does this machine milk?
107.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Easily. And on a good day, 108.
That's like six udders per cow, so 667.
Okay. And how long?
Does it take to do that?
I would do this probably. It probably takes like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, because we hook what we have a bunch.
We're on a 5-minute milking standard.
I see. Okay, well.
You can do it, boy.
I don't know. It might be better than me, now that I think about the math.
Listen, son.
No, if you think about the math.
A lot of us people in town, we hate these machines. If you can beat the machines, then they'll go back to hiring us. The whole town's counting on you.
All right. Start up
more
the machine.
People from the town want to talk to you.
Oh, really? I got it. Okay.
Do you know where the Jack the Ripper tour is?
You know what? I think it's down.
This is the line for the people in the town.
Oh,
that
sorry.
So everyone in the town tells them how much is counting on them, and they'll clear a circle as the machine, as an even amount of cows are lined up with the machine and him.
664 in 5 minutes, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
7.
Oh,
667.
667?
Yeah.
What's that last two going to do for me? All right, start up the machine.
Okay.
And we see just the cows are just ripping through the machine, just getting their milk expertly squeezed out of them.
Their machines sure know how to squeeze milk.
And he's just such in awe of how the machines. He did for the first minute. He's barely gotten through three cows.
That's a fast machine.
Hey man, you better hurry up.
What? No, I'm just. I mean, it's a
It's well, amazing. You didn't even come close.
What?
you got four and a half cows.
Four and a half cows. Let me try again.
That's really bad.
Let me try again.
The cows are ripped off one of the teats.
Sorry.
These cows are going to be dehydrated. We can't just go right again.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, my.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a neat machine.
Later at a diner. Can I take your order? Oh, you lost to the machine.
I mean, it's an amazing machine.
What would you like for breakfast? Some milk?
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Sorry, we don't have enough milk. Because you couldn't squeeze it.
I'll take a coffee and I guess that's it. And I'll be leaving your town.
Good.
I thought I'd be able to do it, but I was just in such awe of that machine and just not ready for it. Well, maybe there's something else I could do with this new muscled wrist.
We cut to the Olympics. It's the ping pong, the gold, the silver gold round. He's found a way to use his wrist to put incredible spins.
Backspin.
Power.
Backspin.
Oh, my God.
Front spin. Four spin. Front spin. Bing, bang.
This is incredible. He's only been playing ping pong for 6 months. It's insane.
I can't believe I'm going to win the gold with this wrist. Oh, man.
20-0. One more point.
We've got a 21 here.
If you win it.
Did he not win already?
I think it's 21-0.
Got it.
Got it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
I did it. Oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. All these people around me and look at this. I mean, my wrist. I mean, what else can I do with this wrist? Hey, is there a bathroom close?
He cuts to the bathroom, and he has that gold medal in his hands, and he starts to jack off to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But just at this furious fucking
ouch, ouch.
Hulk pace.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Yes, ouch.
You
yes.
Okay in there, buddy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Yes.
He jacks
ouch.
Off soup the way he used to milk teats.
Ouch.
He milks his own teat.
Oh! Ouch! Oh!
Hey, Matt, do you know what this deflated balloon is doing in here in the next to the urinal?
Probably a condom. I don't know. I wouldn't touch. Oh, God. That's not a condom or a balloon.
What?
Some guy ripped his dick off.
It's almost like. It's almost like.
An allegory for something.
Allegory for having too much power.
Yeah. But you know what? It doesn't matter who's president.
I don't know if I would agree with that.
Garrett Dale of Red City Radio. I love you guys, man. And you thank by you. Yourself as well.
Yeah.
So great.
That was so awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Let's have these improvisers plug here. Seth, what do you want to tell us about?
I'm going to be on the season finale of Superstore. I don't know when that's coming up, but it's the last one of the seasons, couple weeks from now.
Cool.
Check that out.
Excellent. Eugene?
Watch Tacoma FD. It's still on True TV. We've got 10 episodes total, and you can watch them. And it's been a great season. So, yeah.
I see you on the billboard. I drive by it. Humans, you have to go buy some Red City Radio.
Yes.
I like to buy full albums myself. So where do we go do that? Where's the best place? Do you own redcityradio.com? Where do you want us to go buy music from you?
Anywhere music is sold.
Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah,
just
right.
Look it up. You guys can figure it out.
Maybe not everywhere. I think I saw some guys selling some CDs out in the parking lot. I don't think he's got our stuff yet. So luckily I brought some stuff.
Yeah.
I love that people still buy CDs because I do.
So
Humans, I'm going to be in Portland this Saturday, April 27th at the Northwest Cannabis Club filming my stand-up special that it's all about marijuana and my child, oddly enough, being a dad and marijuana. But I want all Humans to be there. Brett, they better show up, right? Improv for Humans, Portland fans, they gotta be there to support me. It's gonna be go to mattbester.com to get reservations, but I'm doing two shows, 7 o'clock, 9:30. What else is there to say? You can get high while you watch the show. That's why I chose this venue.
Great.
Yeah, won't that be interesting, at least.
Yeah.
I just did my 420 show, and it's fun to watch a high audience because they kind of go through levels. Some of the indica smokers kind of phase out about halfway in. Anyway, and anything else to say, Garrett? Anything else you want to plug? Tours?
Yeah, I have nothing going on, so I actually brought some headshots. I was going to pass them around to you guys.
Yeah.
Some people.
You know? Got to do some voiceovers with that raspy voice.
Yeah, man.
You know somebody? You know anybody? Yeah. You know, we don't know anyone in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We know no one. So let me know. I'll holler at your boy.
We
got some tours coming up. We're going to be doing a Europe tour in June. We're going to be heading over there and doing two shows with Hot Water Music in Denver in July. And then we're going on tour with Taking Back Sunday in October.
All right. Keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. 8 nights.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.